It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello there. Welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, and joined by my wife once again, Natalie.
Hello.
How you doing?
Tired. Bothered. Bewildered.
Bothered and bewildered.
Itchy. Flabbergasted. Blistery.
You sound like the side effects of a drug ad. As we speak to you from, like, really weird, last Wednesday night is when we record the show, and they go up Thursday mornings, and then last week here where we live in Nova Scotia in Canada, they did the lockdown again, like, the next day, basically.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, and it's really weird because we have had, like, a spike here of COVID cases, and a lot of people attribute it to, like, one party.
Yeah, which I find hard to believe. I know this spreads fast, but it can't be, come on.
One party? Like, you know, and it's this whole thing of people came from another province and there was a barbecue or something. I mean, there's various stories around. And then that was kind of the epicenter of this spread here now, which there had to be a lot of people at that fucking party.
Well, they didn't self-isolate. You know, if you do come here from another province or if you're traveling anywhere, you're supposed to kind of hunker down for 2 weeks. They clearly didn't. They had COVID. They spread it to the people that live here that were visiting them while they were visiting here. They went back to their province. And lo and behold, within 4 days, we have 400 cases.
Yeah.
It's just... when we had maybe two or three active cases. I don't think we were at zero.
Yeah, I don't
know. We definitely didn't have what we have all of a sudden. I had my first test. I hadn't had a COVID test yet. So I thought, you know, the spike, I've had this weird tickle in my throat, this weird cough that's keeping me up at night. No other symptoms. So I thought, I'm just going to go to the rapid test. Also felt pressured from my boss, like, sent out the, you know, staff-wide email of you should go get tested, everybody, and then let me know what your results are. So that kind of put the pressure on.
Yeah. I mean, you were negative.
It was negative.
Which is good. I find it odd. Like, I see people here doing they're going to the rapid testing sites, which they're telling everybody to kind of do, even if you're asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. But I find it odd that they're going, like, okay, everything's locked down, stay home. But, you know, go to the testing sites, which there's large amounts of people.
Oh, come on.
Just seems weird to me where it's like, stay home, but go to the testing site just in case, which I kind of find odd. But, yeah, they pulled the rug out from under us quick. It was like a Thursday afternoon press conference, and it was like Friday morning, 8 a.m., everything's got to be closed.
Yeah.
So I got up Friday morning at the crack of dawn and went to the gym for one last time.
Yeah, they shut down all the gyms.
Restaurants were closed. We went out Thursday night to a restaurant for one last. Like, it's just
this is a 4 week thing.
That's what they're saying.
Last time we had a very light lockdown a couple months ago, when numbers were going up to like 30, and now we have 400, 500, something like that. So back then they did this plan of a 4 week lockdown, which was still loosey goosey, not as strict as it is now. And then after, a week and a half, 2 weeks, they're like, you know what? Cases are going down. Let's open everything back up. So maybe we were getting a little complicit around here. We're pretty lucky. So maybe it was just a couple of the asymptomatic people who just stopped wearing a mask or didn't wash their hands one time and touched someone's face.
Made out with a lot of people just running around the city just kissing babies and shaking hands.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I feel terrible for not only high school students who have to miss out on those. Now, as you're an adult, totally lame eye roll, who cares about graduation and prom? But when you're 18, 17, 18, that is all you care about, is that socialization of high school and dating and seeing your friends every day and planning to go out and drive around when you get your license, like all those things that these kids are missing out on. And then when you're 19 and 20 and you do want to go to a club or a bar and just make out with randos and the lights come on at 3:30 at the club, and you're like, I was dancing with you all night? Yeah! Get my coat.
Can't say I've ever had those experiences.
Well, no, of course you haven't.
What? What's that supposed
I
to mean?
I used to be good looking, believe it or not.
Prom is one of those things, yeah, when you look back on it now, as an adult, I'm like, oh, fuck, what? Who gave a shit?
Really?
But at the time, like as a guy especially, there's a few nights in your life where you're like, I'm guaranteed to get laid tonight for the most part. And that's one of them. So you're kind of like counting on it.
Oh, no. I must have disappointed my prom date.
Like, you know, a guy will be like, fuck, I got like prom coming up. I'm not going to jerk off this week.
Ew.
I have to be prepared. Like,
did you have a girlfriend then?
Yes.
Okay. So did you?
Yes.
Was that the night you lost?
No.
You lost it before. You were cool. I was a virgin when I went to prom.
Yeah.
But I went to prom with a guy that was, I had a crush on that was really just my friend. And it was that typical, like, I don't know, maybe I'm like the character and she's all that. I just had to take my glasses off and I'd be attractive. But like, no one liked me in high school.
So why didn't you, I mean, yeah, you're saying the guy's like
a
friend.
Go for it?
Yeah.
No. I was too shy, and I think I knew my place. I think I knew I would have gotten the old, you're such a great pal. And there was this weird moment I remember in the locker room, the girls' locker room in gym class. His ex-girlfriend was in my gym class. Her name was Courtney, and she was like a punk girl. Like she was like too cool for school. And she must have found out that I was going to the prom with her ex. Even just as friends, because out loud in the gym locker room while we're all changing to go back to class, she starts talking about how her and Ted used to have like wild sex at, you know, before his parents came back home and his parents opened the door and almost caught them having sex on the couch. And I felt so embarrassed. First of all, I barely knew what sex was when I was 18, but I all I could think about was, this girl's trying to make me like, what, turn around and go, what'd you say about my man? Like, he wasn't my man. Yeah, I liked him. I thought he was cute. But I think I knew deep down he was not interested in me. This wasn't Dawson's Creek. You know, I'm not Dawson. I'm not friggin' Joey and he's Dawson. Like, I think I was realistic. But it still was like a hurtful, bitchy thing to do.
Well, or she was just like kind of dropping hints of like, you're in for a good time. This guy's fucking wild. You're going to be screaming. Your legs are going to be flying around. You know, like maybe it was that. Maybe she, you know, she was just trying to be like, I don't know you, so I'm not really going to come over and tell you. But just if you can hear this, do some stretches.
Right. I think
limber up.
I think she's being a bitch.
It's funny, though, like you kind of mention exes a lot like that. Well, no, like, because you constantly...
I have a lot of them, I'll be honest.
And but not that, but you're like, we'll be talking about doing certain things and you will say, like, what if I run into an ex?
Oh, I'm terrified of everyday activities. The greatest thing to come out of COVID, I think, is me being in lockdown, because basically the week after lockdown of 2020, I broke out into hormonal acne. And so my face is just like covered in zits and scabs and scars. And like the last thing I want to do is walk around this small city and run into someone who's going to go, Natalie Fournier? Oh my God, you gained weight, or oh my God, you have acne, or you're losing all your hair, whatever. People are terrible. So I just think I like being locked away. And you know what the other great thing about it is, just with the acne and just hiding from people, is the mask wearing. Because now your whole face, sometimes I'll go into stores, ball cap, sunglasses, mask. I look like the Invisible Man.
Oh, yeah. I went into, like, a store I work in with a coworker didn't recognize me. I had a hat on, had the mask on, and that. And he was, like, treating me like a regular customer.
Right.
And I was, like, took my mask off. And I was like, it's me, dude. Like,
big reveal.
You know, and he was, oh, okay, cool. And then he ignored me. You know, he was like, do whatever the hell you got to do. But, no, I mean, I do dig the mask thing in that sense of anonymity. Not that I'm, like, walking around town, everybody knows who I am, but just it does kind of make me feel like it's a layer of
protection
from running into people. And you have that now where people kind of look at you.
Yeah.
And you can tell they're processing in their head, like, do I know that person? And then you're looking at them. And if you think you know them, you're like, fuck, run.
And not only that, though, but like some woman cut me off at Walmart yesterday in the aisles and I had the mask on, but I mouthed, you bitch.
Oh my God.
No one can tell what I'm saying.
I curse out people constantly under my mask.
Or I'll make a
mask.
Face like, you know, in my head, I'm going, ooh, you're so important. But my face is doing it and my head is saying it in my head. And like, and no one knows, you know, besides the arm movement, maybe, or my eyes, but just no one knows that I'm,
yeah. Oh yeah. No, I've done that too. Like, I've cursed people out. I have been smiling.
Yeah.
Like, and all they can see is your eyes. But like, if I was going through a cash register, somebody was particularly like a dick or something like that, like a bad cashier or something like that, I'm like smiling at them, but I'm like, you fucking suck. And they can't tell, but it's like a great cathartic release. Like, I'm not a fan of wearing the masks, but if someone came along and said, you know what, masks, we're going to do that going forward, there's a little part of me that'd be like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, just for that. Like, I much prefer not wearing
them. It's nice to see people's faces.
Yeah. But I do.
I'm hard of hearing. I can't really. I need to see people's mouths when I'm talking to them. Mm-hmm. I like to see. I don't look at people's mouths, but it's nice to make the connection of voice and lip.
But you ran into, well, you think you saw an ex.
I think I saw an ex last night when I was at Walmart. But again, I was wearing this like heavy trench coat sort of thing. So it was covering my sensual lady body. I was wearing my mask, a ball cap. I was strutting around. I was looking for snick snacks for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought I saw this guy that I dated for like 3 months before I moved away for 5 years.
So not a long term.
No. And I think he wanted long term, but I denied it. Nice guy, whatever. Pansy, nice guy. And
nice guy. Pansy. Thumbtack dick. Nice guy.
I had two of those, but no, those never went anywhere either. What's smaller than a thumbtack? Anyway.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
No.
it's a joke.
Smart ass.
No, but he sort of saw me, maybe, but I was behind people, but he kind of like jumped in front of those people to grab something, and it looked like maybe he saw me in another aisle and was like, oh shit, she's coming, she's gonna recognize me and we're gonna have to talk, and I'm gonna have to find out what she's doing now. And and then as he was trying to make his smooth escape from the snack aisle, he smashed his cart into one of the poles, you know, where the phone is, to go like, clean up an aisle 5. Just smashed it, and everyone looked, and I was like, that is totally him. But he walked away, and I was thinking for a second, I was like, was that him? Was that that guy? And I thought, yeah, it is, because he was weird. He was a weird person, and that is totally what would happen to him at Walmart.
Well, it's funny, you have those instances now with lockdown and the mask where you're like, I think that's that guy, you know, and you're like 99% sure that was that guy. But then it's also like, I find on, now of course we're all connected with Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of shit, like people that you haven't talked to in forever. So definitely like people from your past, maybe exes, maybe old friends and stuff like that. They message you out of nowhere. Like, I've had a couple from people that, you know, like I haven't talked to in years, like old friends and stuff like that, just out of the blue. You're like, what the fuck?
I think people feel like maybe they're bored, or they feel like, oh, I saw a meme and it said I should check in on people who are lonely. And then they think, oh, I'll see what Scott's doing.
Probably. And then they look, they're like, married? Oh, that's got to be wrong. Let me send him a message.
A woman? Oh, wow.
What's he married to? What's the name of that real doll company?
What's he married to?
I'm sure he imported it and he has to plug it into a wall and, you know, but
sit on it, mount it.
But yeah, you get these weird messages out of the blue.
Yeah, my friend got one a couple weeks ago, speaking of high school crushes. And it was this guy that I think every girl with a pulse had a crush on him, because he was one of the popular guys. He was a football player. He had a cool lip thing. Like, he always looked like he was like sneering, not Billy Idol sneering, like Elvis smiling sneering. You know that Elvis smile where you just kind of like pulls it up a little bit? It's super cute.
So he was like the me of your high school?
No.
Okay.
No, he was in shape. So sick burns tonight. You're just walking into them.
Wow. Anyway. I'm gonna sleep in the office tonight.
So that is somebody that I think every girl knows. If you're not in his circle, you don't touch him. Like, you don't go up to him. You don't talk to him.
You don't
right?
just randomly touch
no, you
people
know what I mean.
Anyway.
Like, you're not going to attempt to go hang out with the cool kids when you're not a cool kid. Like,
right.
AKA a rich kid that grew up in that neighborhood. But my good friend that I've known since the eighth grade, she became friends with him on Facebook. Now, backtrack. I became friends with him as well. Like, 6 months ago.
Pardon
but
me?
When he friended me, I think it was just one of those, I came up as his like suggested friends on Facebook. And when he friended me or requested the friend request, I just said, yeah, okay. I didn't message him. He didn't message me. I think what happened with my friend is that she may be a little too eager, friendly. I'm not. Where she probably reached out to him and said, hey, thanks for being my friend. What have you been doing lately? Then she starts sending me these text messages on a afternoon like, oh my God, he's texting me and it's getting a little like raunchy. Ooh. Or like open. Like he's being very open about how he had a crush on her in high school.
Okay.
The untouchable man. Mm-hmm. And she started screenshotting me, sending me screenshots of their conversation. And I was like, okay, this is all right, I think. Like getting into like, I had a crush on you. I wanted to sleep with you.
That's a little much. Like saying you had a crush on somebody, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Saying you wanted to sleep with somebody. Like as a guy going through high school, if you had a girl that you had a crush on, odds are that meant you wanted to sleep with her. I mean, kind of, you're kind of being a bit redundant because if you had a crush on a girl as a guy, that means you pretty much wanted to sleep with her. Like, especially in high school.
Well, yeah, when you're 16.
Yeah, like at that age, it's not like she's such a deep thinker. Ah, it's, look at those ass. Look at that ass. Or, you know, so that also means that like he jerked off to her.
I don't, yeah. I think he probably liked a lot of girls because he was popular. He probably knew back then he could get whatever he wanted.
Maybe.
Whoever he wanted. And I thought later, I was like, maybe I'm jealous that she's having this conversation with him. And I thought, no, I'm not, because I think those days are over. It's one thing if you were at a reunion and someone maybe gets a little tipsy and they're like, you know what? I really had a crush on you. But you know, like, it's, dude, that was 20 years ago, 30 yeah. years ago. Like, sorry, we're totally different people now. But all I could think about was trying not to be judgy, but would you want your significant other to see these messages? Would you want his wife to pick up his phone and go, who's well, this?
I think it would be dependent on the reply, right? Like, it, you know, if I got a mess, if you got a message
right.
from some guy that was like, oh, I had such a crush on you, I wanted to sleep with you. And your reply was like, oh, okay, or thanks. And it didn't go anywhere. I'd be like, well, whatever, right? Like, you can't control.
Okay, what if it was a thanks smiley face?
See, now we're starting to go. Because the thing is, you can't control what someone sends to you, right? Somebody types it, sends it. You have zero control over mm-hmm. that. But, if you're like, thanks smiley face, thanks wink, thanks. Oh my God, I had those same thoughts. Let's blah, blah. Like, there's different levels of reaction where I think as the significant other, you go, you have to gauge your response based on your significant other's response.
Yeah.
You know, because again.
Or like what would you want them to see?
Right.
Right. Like,
I wouldn't have an issue with showing, like, if that was a role was reversed and it was a girl that sent that to me, which we don't really have to worry about. But let's just say that happened. I would probably show you.
I would probably tell you only because you're the only person I talk to.
You know, but I would show you and be like, look at this. This is hilarious. Somebody else wanted to have sex with me. And, you know, and that type of thing. And just laugh about it. But again, if my reply was, really? What are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay.
Yeah, she didn't do anything like that.
Right,
but
you're
there
opening
was,
a door.
There was definitely, the conversation wasn't stopping. It wasn't really going anywhere, but it didn't stop. Has anyone ever told you they had a crush on you in high school?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
I'll cut them.
See, this is... I had a few, like...
Oh!
Like, especially when I first started the radio deal.
Oh, well, everyone just wants a piece of the action. They just want to be famous through you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they realize that radio is nothing.
Right. it's kind of the sad truth of it. But, yeah, when the radio deal really started, there were a couple of, like... one was like an old coworker that I used to work with, and she mentioned, "Oh, it's so great hearing you on the radio. You know, I always thought you had such a sexy voice. I always thought you had a cute, like, you were so, you know." And I was like, "Oh, well, yuck! Thank you very much."
How old was she? Sounds like something an 80-year-old lady would say. Sexy voice.
Just because she tempted me with hard candy does not mean she did not want to. No, it's you know, it's just, yeah, but it's flattering. But I always. My thing, I mean, this also goes with low self-esteem, but I always felt like if a girl was going that far with an advance with me, mm-hmm. that there was an ulterior motive.
She wanted tickets to a concert.
Right.
I've been in those situations, not with high school people, but like where when I was working in radio, there would, whether it was off air or on air, there was always some kind of like guy that would wine and dine, or, you know, you'd go out, or... he'd find out what I would do for a living and then just be, yeah, can you get me on the list? Or, hey, the concert's coming up and got any tickets? And it just really is jarring of like, really? Is this happening? And is this all I'm worth to you? It's just really disheartening.
See, and I can say none of those girls asked for anything like that. Mm. I just assumed because my self-esteem was so damn low. And I, you know, I live by the code that no woman wants to be bothered by me. So I just, you know, I didn't act on a lot of those things. And I have friends of mine that are like, you're a fucking idiot. So what if she wanted concert tickets? Don't get the concert tickets. Like, just get what you need and move on. Or if you can get her the concert, get her the concert tickets. Take her to a concert.
And then she doesn't go with you. She goes with her boyfriend. Or
and I still got what I wanted out of the deal. You know, you just need payment up front. But yeah, it's just
creepy.
It's weird. It's weird when you get those messages. So I've had a few.
I've only had one. I feel like I'm missing out. Maybe just no one. And it's exactly how I felt in high school. Like unrequited love. Like I was in therapy in high school because I felt like I was missing out on what everyone else was doing. And maybe now that I'm an adult and I look back on it and go, I don't think anyone was really having fun in high school. And I don't think anyone was really having the Dawson's Creek moment.
No, that's all bullshit.
I think maybe the people were having relationships and experiencing love and your crush liking you back. And that's always fun. But that never happened for me in high school. So it kind of sucked. But there was that one guy when I was like 20, 21, that was in grade 11 when I was in grade 12. And he was like, oh, I really liked you. And we were at a bar. And I was like, well, I guess we can make out a bit. And then he moved to Australia. Like, I never got his number. He never got mine. I have no idea how that even ended. But, hey, I hope he's happy. Just, it only happened to me once, like 20 years ago.
Do you need a candy or something?
I need a minute.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
I don't want anyone from high school to tell me they had a crush on me.
It's more, I found it at the time, I found it more confusing than anything else.
I guess because it's like, and that's what I was kind of telling my friend, like, but when you're the popular guy, it's so easy for you to turn around and go, hey, you, unpopular girl, I want to go out with
right.
you.
Yeah, 100%.
And then maybe that's like a movie plot, I don't know, naive
well, it is.
Of
it's
me, kinda like... but it's that you have that. When you're in high school, you and you're that person, you have the power. We didn't have the power. And I don't know. I guess, yeah, like, why didn't you act on, if you had such a crush on me, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it goes for both, like guys, girls, doesn't matter. Because there were girls in my high school that basically walked around. Now, they were not mean girls. But they walked around kind of like that, like they were all always together, always right. in a clique and that type of thing. And they were the popular girls and they could have had their pick
right.
of the litter, basically, like whoever they felt like
pulverizing,
bestowing their grace upon that day. You know, any guy would have been like, sure.
Yeah.
Like whatever. And even the popular guys. And they usually intermingled. It was like, it was almost like they were a different species.
Yes.
It's like if you watched a nature film and it was high school, it'd be like the popular, rich, hot kids. They all travel in one circle. And then there's the sloths down at the bottom. And, you know, and that, but it's just kind of how it is in high school. I mean, maybe it's changed. I doubt it. Yeah. But it's everything's clicky, right? But yeah, it goes both ways. And then, you know, you grow up and everybody kind of realizes, it's very hokey in the movies, but everybody does kind of realize that there's more to it than the surface level. But when you're young and your hormones are raging, it's all about surface level.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I don't want to sound like a hippie, but the media really pushes that agenda. And when you're a kid, like when I was in high school, it was Dawson's Creek and what else was on TV? Friends and all those shows where everyone was in a clique. Everyone had their friends. Everyone had crushes and sex and drugs and music and dances. And it was really not like that. It was to complete opposite for me anyway. But if you went to the high school I went to, I don't think any of the popular kids had those realizations as they got older, because I have seen online and in person, I will never forget when I was at the mall, and this was like 5 years ago, I should have had all the confidence in the world. I walked around the corner, and there, like at the bottom of the escalator, was the gaggle of high school popular girls, all, you know, in their mid-30s, hanging out at the mall. And I actually turned and went the other way. I ran away from them.
It's also kind of sad that they're still all hanging out together.
I mean, in a way, I'm jealous. They all grew up together. They know each other. But it is at that point, like, where does that point come where you're like, you know, I don't want to hang out with you guys anymore. I don't know you. I'm different. I have different values. I want to travel. I want to, I don't know, date the sloth.
Yeah.
Because he's making money, you know?
Date the sloth. You want a man with a slow hand. The sloth. But yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things, and I'm sure as people continue to be kind of shut in or not able to socialize the way we normally do, I think people turn to people they used to know. So it's going to continue
over the next comfort level.
Probably year.
And in the meantime, we just continue to wear masks and run away from the popular girls like we did in high school.
Yeah.
Without the mask.
I mean, I don't run away from, they ran away from me. So whatever.
I still do.
Thank you. I'm going to move on to geek news because now I'm getting depressed. Girls running away from me. We shall start with the MonsterVerse from the Warner Brothers Pictures. Of course, they just had Godzilla versus Kong. Great film. Really, really fun. And it seemed like the MonsterVerse could be coming to an end with that movie. But there was a recent kind of pitch out there that teased another MonsterVerse movie coming, and one that will focus on Kong, and it's called Son of Kong. That's kind of the pitch. Now, this hasn't been greenlit. As far as we know, this isn't in production or anything like that, but Son of Kong is something that's being discussed, and of course, there was an original of that that came out like right after the original King Kong, and it'd be cool. I'm down for the MonsterVerse continuing. I loved Godzilla versus Kong. I've loved all of them. Skull Island, Godzilla, King of Monsters. I thought they've done a great job with them all. So hopefully they continue that. Let's shift over to some Marvel news. Of course, Falcon and Winter Soldier has wrapped up. And it led right into a big rumor. Now, this is spoilers if you have not watched Falcon and Winter Soldier and haven't seen kind of the outcome of that series online. But basically, here we go. Spoilers in 3, 2, 1. At the end of that series, Sam Wilson, Falcon, takes over the mantle of Captain America. So as soon as Falcon and Winter Soldier ended, it was kind of rumored / announced. It seemed kind of like an official announcement that Captain America 4 was coming with Sam Wilson as Cap. It seemed very official. Now it's kind of been like, well, maybe. This is some of the head people have kind of said, like, meh, perhaps. Doesn't seem as etched in stone. I think it is going to happen. But definitely, they're throwing a little bit of doubt in there. Sticking with Sam Wilson as Captain America, he is going to be a meetable character at Disneyland when it reopens. Of course, they're going to have the Avengers campus there in the California park opening up a little later on this summer. And Captain America will be there, but it will be Sam Wilson's Captain America, which is very, very cool. Speaking of Disney and their Marvel stuff, apparently the Disney Imagineers, who these guys know no limits of reality. They really don't. These are the guys that warp reality and make just amazing things. Apparently, they have built a walking, interacting Groot robot. And it's more of the Baby Groot design from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. But really cool. I've seen pictures of it. It looks like it jumped off the movie screen. So their hope is to have Baby Groot, if not maybe Teen Groot, walking around the Avengers area and the Marvel area of Disneyland and interacting with the characters. And they could do that at Disney World too, because I don't believe the Guardians characters fall under the deal that Universal has with the Marvel license. So you could potentially see a walking, talking robot Groot at a Disney park coming soon, which is really, really cool. NetherRealms, the video game company or design production house behind, obviously, Mortal Kombat and the DC Injustice series, is reportedly working on a Marvel game. Now, different rumors are flying out there. One, that it's going to be a DC versus Marvel game. Another, that it's going to be a totally standalone Marvel game. But regardless, it seems like they're doing something with the Marvel characters. And that, you know, seems like Injustice 3 will come before this Marvel game. But still, pretty cool news, because if they can make a sweet fighting game with the Marvel characters, that would be a blast. And if anybody can do it, it would be NetherRealms. And IMDb did a list of the most anticipated movies and TV shows from Marvel and DC coming up over the next year. And as far as TV shows goes, Loki topped the list, which is not surprising. It looks really good. I've said it before. I think Tom Hiddleston's Loki is one of, if not the best thing about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So not really surprised that that Loki topped the list between Marvel and DC shows. What movie topped the list? We'll get into that a little bit later on. Let's switch over to some Star Wars news. Matt Lanter, who is the voice of Anakin Skywalker in the animated Clone Wars series, he said that he has done some more Anakin work, but he cannot say for what. He just said that there is more Anakin coming. Now, if you think about it, it would make sense for Anakin to appear in the Bad Batch animated show, which premieres May 4th on Disney+. I mean, it is set in the same time frame as the Clone Wars, so it would make sense for Anakin to show up there, but you never know with Disney and Star Wars. There could be another project on the horizon with some young Anakin in it. Speaking of Disney and Star Wars TV shows, rumors of a Wookiee making an appearance in Mandalorian Season 3 are popping up. Now, as far as what Wookiee is making an appearance, we don't know. It could be Chewie, it could just be a random Wookiee in the background, it could be a new Wookiee character that's going to help Mando out. We don't know those details, but strong rumors are saying that a Wookiee will be in Season 3 of The Mandalorian. And on the video game front for Star Wars, there was a leak of a map of Coruscant that hit the interwebs over the last week, and it appears that that hints at Star Wars Battlefront 3, which makes sense that Battlefront 3 would be on the horizon. It's about due for that to come out, but this leaked map kind of really solidifies that we could be headed for Star Wars Battlefront 3. And speaking of Star Wars and video games, it looks like on May the 4th, there's going to be a Fortnite Star Wars event. Makes sense on May the 4th, that's Star Wars Day, so if you're a Fortnite player, keep your eyes open for that. And Ewan McGregor was doing some interviews, and somebody asked him about the Obi-Wan series and if we would see young Luke, and he kind of played with the question a little bit, said, yeah, you know, we'll see. It would make sense if he was there. Can't say yes, can't say no. So who knows, maybe we'll see a young Luke Skywalker in the Obi-Wan series. Switching over to DC, I said we'd get to what movie topped that IMDb poll of the most anticipated movies and TV shows coming from DC and Marvel. On the movie side, it is The Suicide Squad. That is the top most anticipated superhero film from the two big ones coming. And that makes sense to me. You got James Gunn directing, of course, Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, and a bunch of other cast of characters. Both of the trailers they've released so far look really fun. So I'm not surprised to see The Suicide Squad taking the top spot there. There were rumors that Amber Heard was going to be replaced on Aquaman 2, and it would seem that those rumors were, well, wrong. For lack of a better word, she has posted some stuff online, some photos on that of her beginning her training to be Mira once again in the Aquaman sequel. So it seems like Amber Heard will be back despite the rumors and reports that she was being let go to the contrary. In the long run, that's probably good for the sequel as it brings some continuity to the characters. You know, they're not recasting or anything like that. So in the long run, that's probably a good thing for Aquaman 2 to have Amber Heard back in the role of Mira. Switching over to some DC casting news, Doom Patrol has added 5 characters for season 3. There's a lot of characters to add for one season, but they've done it. They've gone out and expanded the cast. Joining Doom Patrol in season 3 will be Malcolm, who's described as a quiet, sensitive, and thoughtful soul who would often rather be invisible than face this unforgiving world. And he is going to be played by Micah Joe Parker from The Vampire Diaries. Wynne Everett will be Shelley Byron, also known as The Fog, is a deadly terrorist. She's charming, seductive, poetic, and a bit mad. And then you'll have Miles Musseldon. He's going to be Lloyd Jefferson, also known as Frenzy, who's likes to wear masks covered with tattoo. He's kind of on the crazy side, hence the name Frenzy. Sleepwalk is another character that's joining the team. Holly McKenzie will be there. It's she's kind of like a lighthearted character. Wild night of partying. She likes to take a long nap in an ice cream truck. And if she gets woken up mid-nap, that's kind of when hell opens up. And The Quiz, which is a germaphobe with crippling phobias that also has awe-inspiring powers. And Gina Hirazumi will be playing The Quiz. So those are the 5 new members of the Doom Patrol series that we should get season 3 relatively soon. And Titans added a new character to their season 3. Madman star Vincent Kathizer is joining the show in the role of Jonathan Crane, also known as Scarecrow. So really cool villain to have pop up here on Titans season 3. Looking forward to him and his portrayal of Dr. Jonathan Crane. And the last bit of DC news is that DC announced today that DC FanDom, which they did last year, kind of replacing their appearance at Comic-Con. It was a virtual event. They have announced that DC FanDom will be back in October of this year, October 16th, to be exact. Now, I would expect some pretty big announcements at DC FanDom. Obviously, I think we're going to get another Batman trailer. I think we will probably get our first look at Black Adam. We'll definitely probably see some footage there, probably some footage from the Shazam sequel, maybe even a little sneak peek at Aquaman 2. And then I would expect some announcements, you know, some other movies in the works, maybe some other TV series in the works. I know a lot of people are hoping for that's when we'll get the announcement of the, you know, restoration of the Snyderverse. I do think that's a possibility since we're going to be playing in the world of the multiverse. I do think it's a possibility. I think it's a long shot based on everything that's kind of been happening and what I've read. But never say never. So DC FanDom, October 16th, really looking forward to that. And like I did last time, we will have special coverage of DC FanDom right here on the podcast and the YouTube channel, which if you have not subscribed to, kindly do so. Just look for Scotty Myers over there on YouTube. It's youtube.com And then just search Scotty Myers and you'll find the Scotty Myers Show. And you can follow us there. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias as well. Of course, Instagram and Facebook, it's The Scotty Myers Show. Twitter, at Scotty Myers. And continue to share the show. Tell your friends about it. Love seeing all the new areas pop up. It continues to happen. We've almost hit all of them, but there's still a few places that have yet to discover the show. So keep spreading the word. I can't thank you enough for doing that. And until we chat again, have a great week.